I am not depressed. This is GK with Burgundy Life Podcast number 2. I'm not depressed. I was just using words to hook you guys on to my first podcast. This is a warm-up as well. I will be getting at you guys very soon with a platform and a co-host. Don't worry about it. It's coming soon. Don't worry about it. So don't worry. You just catch on. Catch on. Catch on fast. All right? You guys have a blessed day. And be kings and queens out there in this world. It's crazy. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Keep your heads up. Your eyes up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Don't fall asleep at the wheel. Like I seen a dude last night. I had to wake up. I thought he was dead. He was dead at the wheel, but he was alive. But I thought he was dead, but he was... Yeah, that's for another day. But yeah, you guys, take care of yourself. Be healthy. Stay with full energy. Work out. Love somebody that you never loved. You know, talk to an enemy. Do something weird today. Hey, don't be the same. Hey, be great. Be great. Be great. Be great. This ain't your ordinary podcast. I'm just checking shit out. I'm just learning this shit. So excuse the way it's set up. I'm about to have to start all over. But yeah, call me stupid, call me dumb, whatever. I'm doing this by myself right now. So, yeah.
Hi.
Hey, we just want to keep it black. We want to keep it real. Hey, ain't no hateration and no holleration in this dentistry. It's your boy GK. We're keeping it live up in this motherfucker. We got family eating barbecue. It ain't even Memorial Day. So I just want to share love, share love, share more love. Share love for the love, man. Love is that. That's exactly what I'm running out here, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you right now, this is how we rock on these times and these days. It's your boy GK. I'ma keep it real with you, it's black power, baby. It's only black shit stuff, baby. You already know what it is. I'ma show love to all my black folks. To my niggas, to my niggas, to my brothers and my sisters, to the poor and the rich. Fuck you, chicken. This is Burgundy Life Radio. This keeps it real. Check it out. This is the realest podcast you ever gonna listen to. It's always gonna come black and always gonna come real. No cutting corners, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see it. Yeah. So, as we're going harder, we got Lil Baby in the background, going harder than that. Oh yeah, he's going harder than that. Shout out to Lil Baby. Man, I'm going away. It's just Lil Baby. Shout out to my brother, Kazi, coming out with that, Bag first, baby, Dope City, No City, you already know what it is. audience.
And that's a way.
Let me stock the streets. On my podcast, I keep it real, I keep it true. It's the longest podcast I've ever had. But I also want to let you know I'm around a lot of loved ones. So you come through here with that bullshit. You don't come clapping at your ass. We slapping that little baby. That little baby gonna be slapping all night. I ain't never missing a little baby. Oh, RG, they call me GK. 29 years old. I'm gonna be single with my radio. Don't even worry about it. Life, radio station. Station, baby.
Hey, this is a live blog. This is a live blog.
Oh, what?
It's a live blog. People listening.
Say something. What is that?
Listening to a little baby, baby.
Oh, yeah. Sex and drugs is for the world.
That's demon, baby. We don't want that. We want you to stop that stuff. Make sure you find you somebody where you're private until you find you somebody you love. Hey, it's all about good mental health, baby. Make sure you got your mind right. Make sure you got your mind right. Everybody out there, make sure you get your mind right. Excuse the drunk people out here in my station. We got drunk people in my station promoting that nonsense. We over here promoting that realness. They smoking that. They smoking that tree. I want some of that. So as we go out for the night, I just want to say, much love.
These niggas are talking about the Warriors. And I'm a Cavs fan.
LeBron fan, that's different.
Burgundy Life season. This is podcast number 5.
You're a LeBron fan, that's different.
Podcast number 5, yeah. 19 seconds
into it.
LeBron
fan, the Cleveland fan. Cleveland's trash.
I have 15% on my phone, so this is going to be a short
one. Is this the Cody residence?
But we're just going to keep it real. We're going to keep it real.
No, sir.
We're going to keep it real. Half of the time, everybody is like this. Everybody wants to be the king. LeBron right now is eating Kobe and Jordan alive.
No!
We're the king!
No!
Besides the ring!
Turn your shit off!
Besides the ring!
That's the point! That's the whole point!
See?
That's like saying, I don't really want to win a Super Bowl.
But I feel like when I hear
said by no one ever.
That ring! See, these are things that did not see Jordan play.
Yeah.
They weren't on them.
I was there! My family!
They weren't on them!
My family! I was there!
I'm aware
of the Utah players. I remember all that bald head dude with the goddamn sunshades on his head. I remember him.
All Hall of Famers. He played against all Hall of Famers.
Jordan was in a league. I mean, you look at the NBA league when Jordan played compared to what. And now,
yes,
I'm even talking about the Warriors. We good, but we soft as fuck.
We soft as fuck. As soon as you push Curry, he acts like he can't do shit.
Let's be 100. We saw this cotton tissue.
The niggas be making it seem like, oh, we saying Curry better than LeBron. I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm saying that Warriors is better than the Cavs.
That's what we're saying.
We know that.
We are saying that.
What's the argument?
LeBron is going to give you something he never gave you before, and he's going to win it. He's going to win it.
He's gonna still keep being a crybaby. He's gonna still keep being 6'8", 260, and flopping. Look at what he's surrounded by.
You can't expect trash. You can't expect him to take what he had
in Oakland
and beat the Warriors.
We're in Oakland, my
right, he barely beat the Celtics.
He barely beat Indiana, and they helped that nigga win that game.
He shouldn't have been out the first round.
And I like LeBron.
I don't even like LeBron.
I like LeBron.
Hey, man.
Somebody who likes LeBron.
This is how we're going to beat the Warriors. It's going to be just like that.
Look. That 8-3 ain't going to help. Because
this nigga LeBron did not leave the court that entire game.
48 minutes.
He can't do that for 4 games straight.
48 minutes. You think he got 48 more minutes full time?
This man.
Full time against the Warriors?
And 40 points?
This man.
Even if he put up 40 points, nigga Curry putting up 30.
Right. Durant putting up 26.
I got my victory cigar.
I'm going to tell you. Hey, ain't no skip around here, but I'm going to tell you. Hey, skip. I'm going to tell you, I got my victory cigar for the Cavaliers because of how...
Well, I hope you ain't take the plastic off of it so you don't ruin that shit. I ain't going to get a chance to smoke that motherfucker.
Preserve that motherfucker.
Listen.
You're going to be smoking to that ale.
But listen, we're going to win because of how much his bench believes in LeBron. LeBron is doing it.
Of course his bench believes in him. That's all they have.
And look what they're doing.
Energy level's on deck.
And guess what? They don't want to make me a shot, but I'm gonna make mine.
You drank yours first.
Y'all ahead of me now.
You ahead of me. You ahead of us.
That's why you over here making this podcast right now talking bullshit.
You sure as a high
titty. You had too much drink.
You sound ridiculous. You sound crazy.
You already said LeBron, look, James Harden with a good supporting cast, with another all-star couldn't do it. You want LeBron to come in and beat 4 all-stars with some bullshit.
With not even a team that actually
with a team that don't even fully fuck with each other. Like, they're not even a team.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you hear what they say. You hear what they say.
Cavs suck.
The Cavs
are trash.
Are assembling themselves right now, and half of the team hasn't played.
We have Green. I believe he's going to get one. We have Green.
And my wife is calling.
Green.
Hi.
Yeah.
I just like we arguing right now. Because I'm trying to let them know that the Cavaliers are a smarter team than the Warriors.
Not even slightly. By smarter, you mean just give it to LeBron?
We're the smartest team. We're definitely the smartest team. Why? Why? Because we are at the finals.
I don't think you're the smartest team.
And guess what? We have better players. And we have seasoned players. We have players that know how to win. We won. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. Y'all just won the Western Conference Finals today.
This is 4 straight finals.
Man, we gave up. Houston gave up. Cavaliers don't have to realize that the Cavaliers are not going to give up. They still have to stop LeBron.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm right down the street. That's right. I'm on the street. I'm about to get away.
Because they're from the bank.
I'm about to come home. You might be pregnant. I don't feel right.
Yo, okay, so that's funny you say that. They stayed.
I don't feel good.
I don't know if it was Billy Kane. It might be.
they're being with somebody else.
I don't feel good.
Statistical wise, and that's who they get like.
With. All right, here I come. Yes. I'm like down the street.
Putting in together certain pieces.
Yes, you know, so, they are.
I know.
Look at last year. You look at just from last year.
I'm about to do some videos so you can check out what it looks like.
Type move. Just with that new general manager.
Here comes.
So I'm bringing in the office and coach for Atlanta. I'm not a lover.
I was a Niner fan.
I'm not gonna watch the NFL this year if the Jets don't trip out.
The Jets don't trip out. I'm not gonna watch.
If they don't play fine for the guys in the draft on the first night, then I'm not gonna watch the NFL. Period.
I'm a little lost. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Jets are the best fan base in the world.
We're talking about New York.
Yes.
No.
So,
if you can get a better fan base,
Jets are known to be the greatest fan base. So,
you had me until you start going there. Okay, so what I do know about with the Jets owner, who claimed that, you know, he did not vote for the whole, you know, thing that's happening. He stated that, yo, any player that kneels, I'll pay the fine.
That's person. Not cool. That's he can't pay. He can't pay because they're going to drop.
But then there's also something going around right now where there's a group of NFL players saying that if Kaepernick and Eric Reid don't end up on some teams, them along with 25% of the league,
they're going to drop.
It's not going to play.
And you know,
I don't know,
but that's what they say.
Because you know, there was a thing last year.
Come on, man, it's gonna happen.
I was going to watch the NFL, and I was like, I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna get into my perspective, but I can't go with that from winning my fantasy money.
Are we still recording? We're still recording.
You know, but in lieu of this year and the fact that they're trying to mandate this, that things must kneel. I mean, I can see.
And it's Burgundy Life.
Not to be like
podcast
a power, but I feel like
number five.
Numbers, and I'm willing to help the numbers. If that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm willing to help the numbers. Now, I love football. I feel like, goddamn, like I would hate to have to do it, but I'm willing to help the numbers.
If it's necessary.
Especially right now because, you know.
I've been willing to help the numbers now for the Red Hand, for every other guy.
Yeah. Right now, too, I tell you what, I need UFC. Man, I get UFC on day now because I'm getting UFC tonight. I'm getting the Ultimate Fighter. I'm getting the fight every weekend down here.
Okay.
I could do, you know, like, okay, fuck this, you know, fuck with it, you know, why do y'all doing this bullshit?
I mean,
until you change your mind.
I understand. The Raiders, I'm gonna probably watch that shit. Everything else, I can do it out.
Yeah,
oh, it's hard for me to read, listen, and watch it all off season and not be curious what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't need to watch nobody.
All right. Well, me as an artist, I'm on the more on the East Coast. I like to see what's going on in the New York side because everything started on the East Coast as far as hip hop. So I like to figure out what's going on between. I need to figure out what's going on. So I like to listen to radio stations in the East Coast. I like to listen to who's coming in the radio stations. I like to see what's going on so that I know what's really popping. So then after that, I know which way I'm going. So then right now, it seems like most of the NFL people are trying to figure out what's going on. I'm very biased, and I'm trying to figure out. Trying to figure out what's going on. And most of the internet and the NFL players are trying to. They're just like me. We're young. We're trying to figure out what's going on.
That's why, like, I'm realizing, you know, there's a strike going on right now, but I gotta get this money. You know, over the time I've worked in places where it's like, you know.
Well, look what they put us at. Look where they put us. Look where they put us. They put us at a point. They put us. And they put it. They put us at a point.
I'm expecting to do certain shit. Like, bro, I literally bought this $1 million house, and I have to pay mortgage. You're not gonna tell me, oh, nigga, come stand up for what you believe in. You gonna pay my motherfucking mortgage?
That's how
I got kids.
You know, and that's really how I felt last year. It's like, yeah, I understand what God see what they're doing, but. What about for my people that are out there playing? Like, don't I help and support them too? So it puts a couple of unfair support.
I chose to support. Everybody and their mama watched that game.
I just feel like
niggas had never even seen the Ravens play.
It's 12 minutes and 12 seconds into this podcast, and I'm going to tell you right now, is that poor shot. We're going to tell you, I am only going for the people that are really affecting life right now.
That's your ass don't drink like that, nigga. let me tell you about shot etiquette, right? Yeah. And I drank my ass off, right? So a nigga was like, hey, so nigga, you not pouring full shots. And I was like, I tell you what.
I pour full shots.
Start drinking.
I'm a full shot popper.
As you niggas talking.
12 minutes, 29 seconds.
And you spilling your motherfucking shot. Because you want to pour it to the top. And feel like more of a nigga.
Look, when I'm at the club, I want you to pour my shit to the top.
Yeah.
When I'm at the house, and I'm paying for this nigga, I'm going to conserve this shit.
Don't fucking spill my shit to flow. Like I said, my thing is like, hey, man, I will get there when I get there.
I'm going to get there.
If you pour your shots all the way up to the top, and you're going to take 6.
And at the end of the day, when it's done, guess what that bottle going to be?
Right.
At the bottom.
Yo,
no matter how fast I go,
I don't give a fuck if you pour them all the way to the top or not. If you only got 5 in you, and I keep drinking all night,
That's where we fucked up on Friday.
Yeah.
That's where we fucked up on Friday.
Cheers to Friday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We halfway
through. Another year down because it's trash.
Halfway through the battle.
Finally having a good time.
Cuz is rocking. It's 13 minutes and 48 seconds.
I'm already ready. That's why I'm like, look, I don't care what it is. I'm there.
I swear I couldn't swallow that thing.
It's all about for me, it's all about the unification of all of us getting together. It's not just really this. I just want to keep home. You know, it's even like I was telling Ruth, like when we took that trip to the Dominican Republic, like what we did when it was like 10 of us out there, I want them to keep going. I want them to keep getting involved.
Wow, that's what's up.
And getting out because, I mean, like for her brother, for instance, had his first trip out of the country. That's what I wanted to bring them
experience.
Just to let you know. GK from the Burgundy Life podcast. I just want to let you know. You can get your stuff right now for cheap right now, and you can get there. And I learned that by myself. So if everybody out there that need to go, you want to travel, do it right now.
That's like what I'm thinking. Like with the
right now, it's cheap. It's cheap. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. We all ain't gonna die.
To stop working so fucking. You know, I understand. You know, we always want to go.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, honestly, it'd be great if we could do 2 trips. Where we could get one of the fellas.
Bro, whatever. Damn, you sound like me.
Bare minimum, too.
You sound like me.
You know what I'm saying? So
I've been trying to tell my girl to stop working. So. And I'd be like, come on. Let's go. And I mean, I've been trying to hang out with my boy Calvin, my brother Calvin, for so long, because I know that we have so much in common, and it's just like, I can't wait for it to work, because it's going to be working. But it's just like, the funny part about everything that we do right now, you know what I'm saying, with Burgundy Life, you know what I'm saying, is awareness. And you know, I noticed that a lot of black people are being aware of how to be a successful, how to live their lives, and just awareness of what's going on, you know, and how to move. And I see it. I live right on foothill. That motherfucker's on Foothill. Motherfuckers on Foothill don't act right. Them people is over there, they don't act right. I can't wait to go over there and sell ice cream to them. Because I'm going to sell them some ice cream. It's going to be real nice. But it's going to be like, oh, man, y'all tripping. Here, I got to share my energy with these black people so that they can be on my team. Because I'm coming to the hood. I'm in the hood now. I don't care. You know that? I said, I left my white woman. Hey, it's 16 minutes and 55 seconds. Bringing the life in the building. Hey, I left my white woman. She had everything for me. She had everything planned out. But I realized that I had to do my shit. Look, I look at my big brother.
Hey, what's that got to do with her being white?
No, I'm gonna tell you what it was. What it had to do with being white. Her parents voted for Trump, which I found it out. But then I tried to talk to her about just trying to like help us out. She never voted, so she was always on my side. But she was a family that was from the other side, and she just didn't like them. So now I know why I never went to England. You know? Why I never went to England?
Well, I mean, you can't really do nothing about her parents. You can't change her parents. You can grow and move with her. Now, I mean, you're done with that.
I tried for 5 years. 5 years, family. It's 7 minutes and 59 seconds. I went 7 years with this woman. We loved each other. I never messed up with her. I never cheated on her. I never cheated. I never cheated on my girl. I'm a boss. I never cheated on my girl. So that's why I drink the way I do. That's why I smoke the way I do. Because, you know, the things that I've been through. And I try to tell my mom, my sister. That's why I'm doing my business. Business. Get your money, get your business.
It's 9:57. Get your money, get your business. We black people out here. Get your money, get your business.
That's a good game.
I'm a little irritated, but yeah.
I'm just glad that they didn't have like a Boston moment, I guess we'll say. Whereas like,
yo, that would ruin shit.
Hey,
that would have been
upset. Like, Houston should not be beating y'all because you guys are a better team. And this is not like the NFL per se or the NCAA where it's a one and done situation.
Yeah.
You guys are clearly a better team. You need to win. You need to win. And like I think that's what annoys me so much about the Boston game, because clearly you guys were the better team. But the only reason I'm not annoyed is because LeBron is just better than all of them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And it's real.
That's a real nigga answer right there. LeBron is better. He's just better than all of them. And that's the only reason I give you a pass. That's the only reason I give you a pass.
Hey, you only get one guy that's built like this. And LeBron is built like this.
It only comes one per era. You know what I'm saying? This is LeBron's era. You know,
Kobe, that's why Kobe said.
Kobe
don't hate on LeBron. Kobe's never hated on LeBron ever.
Because he didn't give a fuck about nobody. This nigga, anytime somebody mentions
Shaq had his era.
He was the era of the centers. He played. Yes. He was the last of them all. He just would have came to the centers.
Maybe the last
nigga was tipped up.
How does Jordan feel about?
But only because he was still around.
But I think that was more of the system that Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
But how does Jordan feel about LeBron?
I don't think he. I don't think he get there.
Jordan
know,
get there
by
him or Kobe.
Hey, Jordan know what it is.
Right.
Jordan know what it is.
That's the big thing.
He's like, I raised you niggas.
Nigga, I gave y'all the boot.
How does Charles Barkley feel about
He can't things. Say shit. He didn't ever even want to rank.
But
Charles Barkley was around the hardest people you could ever play against.
I'm not going to say it disqualifies him, but I will say this.
You can't.
I feel like that he, a lot of these players from that era, I'm not mad at them. They had to go up against Jordan.
You know, you had to go against Charles Barkley.
But the problem was, them niggas played
real ass ball. All these little ticky tack fouls they out here getting.
Boston have to go up against Boston.
No, no. It was like, it was like Philly and the Charles Barkley versus everybody.
No, no, no. I'm saying
it was LeBron.
I feel like this. Of all these
before eras,
the best team has always won at the end of the day.
That's why he's still there.
The only time I feel like the only season, the only series I can think of when I can think about that the best team didn't win, and not to be a hater, but it was when Cleveland beat the Warriors. That was not the best team winning that series, but every other championship that I've watched, as far as NBA goes, the best team always wins.
And even with Barkley in there, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, this is a different era. Like, Harden wouldn't have been able to make it in there. He can't get none of them. Niggas was punching niggas back then. Like, let's be real. Also, Curry would not have made it back then.
Absolutely nope.
Not. Now, really,
Durant wouldn't have made it back.
Hell no.
Durant.
Now, the only reason I'm saying LeBron could is because
he's better.
Size-wise, he can say, oh, we doing that?
All
right, cool.
I tell you what, he can physically handle it. He wouldn't have did as much playing.
No, he wouldn't have.
Because he wouldn't have had
physically, he would have stepped his game up and
looked at him. He's doing that. Hey. This is the era of crybaby.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I'm gonna tell you right now. Guess what? Because I'm a crybaby. I'm one of those guys that have been through it all. I stopped working out and I'm still strong. But at the same time, there's people like LeBron James that's like, all right, we're at our point. He's like going there and he's still killing it. So while my podcast is here, I'm trying to tell you right now that the Cavaliers can't win it without LeBron being healthy. You have to be healthy, LeBron.
100%. He doesn't have to be healthy to beat the Warriors. He has to be two of him.
Yes.
We can come back. He has to be one sitting on the bench gaining, getting some rest, and then when he goes down, he gets back up. That's the only way he can do it.
I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from the Bay, bro. I'm from the Bay, so I'm talking to you right now for my podcast, and you're going to hear it. You're gonna hear my podcast, nigga.
But it's like LeBron, like just with Kyrie, that was enough to get him over the hump because Kyrie was fucking great.
Oh yeah,
Kyrie, I'm sorry.
Kyrie, there wasn't no answer. Hey, nigga, when
I'm gonna tell you like this: when it really comes to that final, that NBA finals that they won, that
it was all Kyrie.
Kyrie beat us. Kyrie fucking Irving beat us, but LeBron gave him the space to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna let you know right now. This was this NBA season was a great season. I just want to know that Kyrie Irving is healthy. I want to see him play again. I definitely want to see Kyrie Irving play again. Before I close this out, I want to see Kyrie Irving play again. He's one of my favorites. You don't need to do music or movies, my dude. Be a great basketball player. Don't do that. I'm gonna take a shot for that.
I want you to yours.
So, well, I'll let you know, Kyrie, you can't be doing that. Kyrie. I know my girl from Oakland hurt your feelings when she cheated on you.
What?
Yeah, she's cheating on Kyrie.
This nigga podcast everywhere. Oh, you talking about old Kalani? Oh, I think you talking about your personal life.
Bro, we on live, bro. You don't know. This shit's pop.
I'm not talking about the personal
life. We Burgundy Life podcast 5. Yeah, it's 25 minutes into it. 20. So, yeah, I'm at the family house. I live right down the street from my family now. I love my family. So, whoop, 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 whoop. You already know how we rocking. I'm a Warrior fan. I just don't like the Warrior fans.
I can respect that.
All right.
I can respect that.
But you know what? Real shit.
You can't hate all Warrior fans.
Because there are a lot of new bandwagon Warrior fans.
And there are a lot of them at
those games. Yo, when I see Mitch Richmond, I was like, Mitch Richmond. Everybody ain't going to know that thing.
I can't drink to that.
That's my shit I'm talking about.
And what I'm saying is,
I can't drink to that.
I went in there paying $13 for tickets.
I can't drink to that.
And going there with the stadium. Where was you niggas at?
That's all I'm saying.
And hey, let's be real. We're 26. We're 26 and 15. On the like, wait, 26.
Where the fuck was y'all at before? Ain't nobody trying to hear that.
I'm
shit.
Not drinking. So,
no, I don't like the New Warriors fans. Let's be 100. Yeah. Fuck them niggas.
I mean,
I'm talking about the people that was there for the game.
People that rep the Bay, rep Oakland,
and fuck with everything we do. I bet Barbecue Becky was a Warriors fan, quote unquote. So she out there hating on niggas trying to barbecue at the lake.
So they call us sharks. So they call us sharks because we want to have our own in-home baking. And I'm not going to tell you anything about that, you bitches.
All I know is...
I'm not going to tell you anything about that.
What is it, five? I'm going to give you niggas one.
Look, fuck that.
I'm going to get Brock Ryan.
Fuck that. Sweep these niggas, man.
Oh, I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible.
Westbrook fans. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a fan of. I was an Iverson fan.
Right. I'm still Iverson.
So I mean, like, you know, the 76ers?
Yeah, I was an Iverson fan, but
I'm not going to wear Reebok. I'm not going to wear Reebok.
I was so mad.
I'm not going to wear Reebok.
You are feeling my nigga right now.
I'm not going to wear Reebok.
I was a Jordan fan. I wasn't a Bulls fan.
No, I'm not even a Bulls fan, but I fuck with the Bulls.
Iverson, I'm not gonna wear your clothes.
You know what? I might have been a Bulls fan because I knew the Warriors didn't have no chance.
I'm not gonna wear your clothes.
I was still rooting for the Warriors.
But if you niggas had to go against the Golden State Warriors, just like now, LeBron, you got to go against the Warriors. Where do you think my loyalty lies?
And that's what it boils down
to. And the fuck you think lies.
And that's where we end.
Because now we coming. That's like taking a side bitch over the main.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we end. It's never a clean cut finish. But we will see the final. But I'm just going to let you know right now, this is Burgundy Life, number 5, and this is how we rock. So, this is how we rock. 33 minutes and 4 seconds. This is my longest podcast that I've ever done. I have 2% on my phone. So, we're about to cut it. Yeah. We're about to cut it right now.
I found the block. Okay. So I ran the block.
So I'm like, I'm not going to stop until I'm
around. So, you know it's real. We Bay Area resident. And we're about to take a shot and we're going home.
So bad that he lost tonight.
This is podcast Burgundy Live podcast number 6. We are live in the building. My boy, visualize, man. We in the Bay Area
What's up? Just chilling. You and yours. You feel me? Know that I'm finna get me in lines.
Oh yeah, man. I'm just showing them about these apps on these phones.
This is crazy.
It's real.
If we talking about the future, oh my god, the future is now.
Technology is here.
I'm talking about future at your front door, like knock knock.
Who's there?
It's your nigga, man.
Man, shout out to the sound effects.
Word. You feel me? Besides that, all these apps right here, I think that are coming up for this generation, which are being, I can say this though, and I'm gonna put a date on it, is that a lot of these apps are being created by people of my generation, you feel me? Which is, the beginning cliff stages of that being the millennials, but yes. also coming from the X generation, you know what I'm saying? So I like to give shouts out and props to them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people of the age range, up like 28 to like 34, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to the bright, intelligent minds of that generation and whatnot, you feel me? That I'm super proud to be like here, but also like be able to interact with it, you feel me? Also be able to interact with it. Whereas, you feel me, our parents, so to say, our grandparents, they just see the shit coming, but they be like, oh yeah, they be like, oh yeah, but before you know it, they finna have all the electric cars, you feel me? They finna have all the electric cars one day. And then they be like, well, I ain't gonna be around the city, you feel me? So I guess, you feel me? But they knew about it.
Yep.
But here we are, you feel me? We can motherfucking interact with it, live with it. Shit.
Change the world.
Change the world every single day. It's amazing what the hell's going on.
You know, it's weird for me. You know, that's why I try to get as many of these new apps that's coming out, because I want to change everything. You know, I noticed that I'm not a very good social speaker. I'm not a very good talker. You know, and I don't approach people well. So I'm just like, and I went to school for psychology, but I'm a very good mind reader. I can read people's aspects on life, how they're trying to come at you, what they're trying to do. I'm just a good person that can read people out. But when it comes to having these apps and just talking about it, you know what I'm saying? And it just gives me a better way to express myself. I feel like I should express myself more.
That's a really good point.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a really good point. Now, like, you feel me? As we go further, I think that it's going to be the youth. I mean, we already know it's going to be the youth. First off, that's going to utilize it the most. But also, hopefully, they can utilize it in a very
positive way.
Very positive, progressive, and evolutionary way for themselves. Because I know that, you feel me, I see that. What I see is that there's a lot less leaders, you feel me? I think there's a lot less leaders, and they're just looking for, you feel me? Oh, so they're looking for somebody to follow, basically.
There's definitely a lot of trolls on the internet right now. It's definitely a lot of emulation going on right now. It's
it's a lot of culture vulture going on.
It's like a lot of people just sitting there watching and snatching and taking away from what's really who started the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I can go deep into this technology thing of how you can go to other pop cultures and they're stealing our sound or our everything. But you know, that's for another day and it's for another time. You know,
I mean, we sliding through East Oakland right now, you feel me? We over here by the East My Ball thing, and tell you the truth, I think it's time to get some food, you feel me?
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm gonna be like, it's time to get some food. Wherever you at right now, whoever you with right now, try to plan some time. Okay, to get some goddamn food right quick.
Are you gonna die?
I'm thinking about some soul food. You feel me? That's what my mind at. We right here.
Yeah, we right over there. Yeah, 4 minutes and 42 seconds, and Burgundy Life 6 done. Bow. Tune in.
Burgundy Life.